verse and purport from the Brahma Samhita and discuss a little bit. So today we're on text number 41. Maya hi yasya jagadanda shatani sute traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana sattvavalambi parasattvang vishuddha sattvang govindam adipurushang tam ahang pajami. Maya, the external potency, he, indeed, yasya, of whom, jagat anda, of the universes, shatani, hundreds, sute, brings forth, trigunya, embodying the threefold mundane qualities, tat, of that, vishaya, the subject matter, veda, the Vedic knowledge, vitayamana, diffusing, sattva avalambi, the support of all existence, parasattvam, the ultimate entity, Vishuddha Sattvam, the absolute substantive principle, Govindam, Govinda, Adi Purusham, the original person, Tam, him, aham, I, Pajami, worship. Translation, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, namely Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, and diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. The active mundane quality of rajas brings forth or generates all mundane entities. The quality of sattva, mundane manifestive principle, in conjunction with rajas, stands for the maintenance of the existence of entities that are so produced. And the quality of tamas represents the principle of destruction. The substantive principle, which is mixed with the threefold mundane qualities, is mundane, while the unmixed substance is transcendental. The quality of eternal existence is the principle of absolute entity. The person whose proper form abides in that essence is alone unalloyed entity, non-mundane, supermundane, and free from all mundane quality. He is cognitive bliss. It is the deluding energy who has elaborated the regulative knowledge, Vedas, bearing on the threefold mundane quality. So we're talking here about the three modes of material nature and that which is transcendental to them. Everything in creation has an origin, endurance for some time, and then a destruction. That's the nature of material things. They all have a cause, and they're the effect of some prior cause, and they endure for some time, and they're all temporary. They have no endurance. It's the verse from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha, ubhayorapi drishtontastvanayos tatvadarshipihi. So the learned people who have studied the nature of both and who have wisdom about this thing, they know that which is really the real substance, it doesn't ever disappear. It has no cessation. And that which is not real, it really doesn't have any endurance. It comes into being at some time, it lasts for some time, and then it's destroyed. And the three modes of material nature correspond to these three phases. Rajas brings about creation. Sattva, along with Rajas, brings about the maintenance of these created things, because pure sattva doesn't have anything to do with creation. And tamas is associated with the destruction, the deluding quality. And yet there's something that exists beyond this cause and effect, beyond this temporary manifestation of things being created and then destroyed. And that is the Vishuddha Sattva, the ultimate entity, the absolute substantive principle. The person whose proper form abides in that essence of the absolute substantive principle, that is the transcendental energy, is alone unalloyed, that is non-mixed with any material qualities. He's non-mundane, he's super-mundane, he's above the mundane, and he's free from all the mundane qualities. And that person, Lord Brahma, is worshipping, is Govinda, who lifted Govardhan Hill. So, the Vedic knowledge is knowledge mainly dealing with the material world, this material creation, and how it works, and how it can be, how one can behave within the material world. Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvandva Nitya Sattvasto Niryogakshema Atmavan. So there's Vedic knowledge which is diffused by Krishna through his external energy to explain how to deal with material creation and how it works. It's the Prabhupada described when you buy some apparatus, a tape recorder or something like that, there's an instruction booklet with it. And there's an instruction booklet with this material world, which is the Vedic knowledge. But then there's also knowledge of, and more confidential Vedic knowledge, like Bhagavad Gita, knowledge of what's beyond this world, how to get beyond this world, and knowledge of the Supreme Person from whom everything emanates. And that person is cognitive bliss. So any comments or questions about this verse and the purport? Page 79. I wasn't clear about that either, but I believe it's related to how Krishna says to Arjuna to rise above the modes of nature, that the Vedas mostly deal with the three modes of nature. Mainly, they deal with how to get Bhogaishwarya, right? Yamimang pushpitang vachang pravadantya vipaschitaha Veda vadaratak partha nanyadastiti vadinaha Kamatmana, Swargapara, Janma Karma Palakpradam, Kriya Vishesha Bahulam, Bhogaishwarya Gatim Priti, Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam, Taya Parita Chetasam, Vyavasayatmaka Budhir Samadho Nivatiyate. So then Krishna goes on to say that one who knows the goal, right, yavan artha udapane sarvatra samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanita. That is, there are parts of the Vedas that deal with transcendence, and there are other parts that deal with devotional service. And Krishna's directing Arjuna to rise above the Vedic rituals dealing with how to achieve those things desired by human beings in the world, you know, their respective thrones and conveyances and ornaments, as described here, that we need. People, we can focus on, the development of our material bodies properly, and by performing the Vedic rituals, we can get better, higher birth, and opulence, and to satisfy our senses and so forth. But then there's another part. So I think that when Bhaktisiddhanta is talking about here the deluding energy, let's see, the verse says, that the threefold mundane qualities, his external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities and diffuses the Vedic knowledge. So there's Vedic knowledge that deals with the threefold mundane qualities, with the external energy. There's also Vedic knowledge that deals with yoga, with transcending the Vedas, with engaging in devotional service. But there's a great deal of Vedic knowledge that deals with how to deal with the mundane energy. And I think that's when this Lord Brahma is saying,
Of course, Lord Brahma, who's the author of the Vedas? You know, the Vedas come out of Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma is saying that it's Krishna's external energy that's diffusing that Vedic knowledge. That's how I understand it. It's not a slighting of the Vedas, but Krishna says that we should rise above the Vedas and go for yoga, go for that which is transcendental, the internal. Go for the internal. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Moksha yasyami masuchaha. So there's a lot of Vedic knowledge deals with external energy and the three modes of nature and how to live within it, dharma, artha, kama, right, mainly that stuff. That's my understanding. I was also bewildered by that sentence. That sentence jumped out at me, you know. But it's there also in the verse that his external energy is diffusing the Vedic knowledge. Maya hi yasya jagadanda shitani sute traigunya tadvishaya veda vitayamana. Veda, the Vedic knowledge, by the external potency. Jai. So, next we'll chant the... do we do Namashtika first and then we do... No, let's chant the Damodar Ashtakam song together. Will someone grab me the drum? He's going. Wow, Govardhan Puja. One time, some devotee wrote something like a newspaper article. I was thinking about it. It's, you know, like the headline, Boy 7 lifts mountain. Villagers saved from deluge. And there's a whole article about, you know, like in the style of modern journalism of what happened. You know, these clouds had not come since the last devastation of the universe. And then Krishna, you know, they interviewed people. We weren't hungry. We weren't sleepy. We didn't even want anything to drink. Yeah, I don't remember where I saw that.